Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Hazel, and today we're talking to Emily Harrington. Emily narrated the story of Hillary Nelson, one of the most accomplished ski mountaineers ever. If you haven't heard that episode yet, please check it out. Hi, Emily. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. My name is Emily Harrington. I am a professional rock climber. I'm originally from Colorado. I live in California now. And not only do I love climbing, but I love trail running, I love skiing, basically anything that you can do in the mountains, I love.
How did you start rock climbing? And what made you say, I gotta do this again?
I started climbing when I was 10 years old, and I started in a climbing gym on an artificial wall. And I think what drew me to it most was the feeling of power that I had when I was up high. I think it was very empowering for me. As well, I really love the problem-solving aspect, trying to figure out your own way to get to the top of something. I found that so fascinating, and I still do today.
Climbing looks really scary to me. Have you ever been really scared while climbing? How do you stay brave and keep going?
I actually get scared a lot while I'm climbing. Climbing is scary. And I think the trick is to sort of incrementally challenge yourself to work with your fear. So I try to take really small steps to step outside my comfort zone until that space becomes more comfortable. And then I take another step of discomfort. So I try to do it little by little, staying brave. I don't just jump into the deep end, so to speak, and get really, really, really scared right away. I try to do it slowly and deliberately. But that said, I do get scared still. It's a very natural, normal thing.
Climbing also takes a lot of strength and determination. How do you mentally and physically prepare for a climb?
Well, I do a lot of training in the climbing gym, which is a very good controlled environment to prepare physically. And then mentally, I do a lot of visualization. I have some mantras that I use to try to stay brave and to try to stay motivated and excited. And I try to remember that it's really meant to be fun. And so if it's not fun, then I kind of take a step back and question why I'm there.
Emily, you've accomplished some incredible things in your career. What was one of the coolest places you've ever climbed? And what was it like when you reached the top?
I would say one of the coolest places I've ever climbed is in my backyard in Yosemite. I live pretty close to there. And I've climbed El Capitan, one of the tallest cliff faces in the world, a couple times now. And I think when I reach the top, it's a mixture of excitement and relief and exhaustion. And it's a feeling that I love. I love feeling like I've given something everything I can possibly give and I've achieved success. I just find that to be so satisfying.
That sounds amazing. And when you're not climbing, do you have other hobbies or activities you like a lot?
I really love anything that has to do with being in the mountains. So I love trail running. I love skiing. I also really love the water and I love the ocean because it's quite intimidating to me. It's quite uncomfortable. So I'm trying to learn how to be a surfer, but I'm very much a beginner. And also I'm a mom. So I have a little boy. He is not quite 1 year old and I really, really love hanging out with him.
Oh, I love that.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you brought us the story of Hillary Nelson. What does her story mean to you?
Hillary has been one of my mentors for over 10 years now. We started going on expeditions when I was very young, and I always looked up to her as a really good example of a female adventurer who made it all work. She made a career of adventuring in the mountains, and she was also a mom. And she was one of the only examples I had of someone who did it all. And so her story is so important to me because I shared in a lot of the experiences that she had in the mountains, and I'm incredibly grateful to have had those experiences with her, and I will always look up to her as a hero of mine.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. And what advice would you give as a mentor? Maybe to someone who tried really hard at something, but it didn't work out the way they wanted.
I think that failing at something is one of the most important experiences you can have in life. I would say 95% of what I do in climbing is failure. I very rarely have success. But the only reason I have those very rare successes is because of all the failures that I have along the way. So if you imagine it like a pyramid, with the top is your success, the very tippy top. The base is all of the failures and all the things you've learned. So I would advise someone to think about it like that. Failure is the most valuable part of success. So my advice would be to keep going and think of it all as building towards something greater.
Wow, that's a great image. That's really helpful. And are there any adventures you're looking forward to next?
I am really looking forward to going back to Yosemite this autumn with my baby. I'm excited for him to see the big walls and cliffs that I climb. And also, we are bringing our baby to Nepal this winter to go into the Khumbu Valley, which is the valley where Mount Everest is. And we're going to take him hiking. So I'm really looking forward to adventures with my kid.
So great. And finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I suppose my willingness to try really hard, to fail with a smile, and to inspire others to do the same. I think that's what it's all about. It's about striving towards things that you believe in and helping others do the same.
Thank you so much, Emily. You are so inspiring.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. Keep sharing your stories, Rebels. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elettra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the Upside Down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the Upside Down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to the Upside Down story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.